This is the OA View. Marissa Melton. With the coronavirus surging in the United States again, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows declared on Sunday that the country is, quote, not going to control the pandemic. But Meadows told CNN, we are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigation areas. In a contentious interview, Meadows defended President Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic 9 days ahead of his re-election bid on November 3rd against challenger Joe Biden. Meadows said, where we're at today, we're much better off. The president has done it all. Meadows contended that Biden would, quote, lock everyone down. Biden, leading Trump in most national polls and in key battleground states, responded with a statement saying Mr. Trump has proven himself incapable of controlling the outbreak. In a statement, Biden said this wasn't a slip by Meadows. It was a candid acknowledgement of what President Trump's strategy has clearly been from the beginning of this crisis, to wave the white flag of defeat and hope that by ignoring it, the virus would simply go away. That's the end of the quote. The U.S. has now recorded a world-leading total of nearly 225,000 deaths and almost 8.6 million infections. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Most worrisome is the sharp increase in the number of new cases, up by 32% to more than 68,000 a day in the last week and to nearly 84,000 on Saturday. Spain has declared a national state of emergency to tackle a second coronavirus wave, as the World Health Organization reported a third straight day of record new infections across the world. The WHO has warned that in some countries are on a dangerous track, with too many witnessing a huge increase in cases. It called on countries to take further action to curb the spread of the disease. You're listening to VOA News. Police in Belarus used stun grenades Sunday to disperse protesters who, after months of demonstrations, have threatened a national strike if longtime President Alexander Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. News reports say more than 100,000 protesters were in the streets of Minsk on Sunday. It's the 11th week in a row of demonstrations against Lukashenko's contested victory in August presidential elections. At least two people were injured by police in Sunday's protests, according to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. 60 people were arrested, according to Belarusian's rights group, Vesna. Opposition leader Svetlana Tsiyanouskaya, who fled the country for her safety right after the election, called for the national strike if Lukashenko does not resign by midnight. Lukashenko has indicated he will ignore that ultimatum. Lukashenko has also accused NATO of moving forces near Belarusian borders. The alliance has denied those allegations. Voters across Ukraine are casting ballots in local elections being held under a new electoral code that decentralizes power from Kiev to local governing bodies. Polls are considered the most consequential local elections in Ukraine's modern history, with all local officials up for replacement and the new local governments being granted expanded financial and political independence from the central government. The reforms have been lauded as a significant step away from the top-down administration the country inherited from the Soviet Union that has remained largely unchanged over three decades of independence. Venezuelan opposition figure Leopold Lopez arrived in Spain Sunday after fleeing his home country. He'd been sheltering at the Spanish ambassador's residence in Caracas for the past 18 months. Lopez had left the Spanish embassy several days ago and crossed the border into Colombia on Friday before making his way to Spain. Lopez is a former Caracas mayor. He was arrested in 2014 when mass opposition protests began in Venezuela. He served several years in prison before being released to house arrest. He then sought refuge inside the Spanish ambassador's residence. On Saturday, Lopez wrote to his compatriots on Twitter saying, this decision was not easy, but rest assured you can count on your servant to carry on fighting no matter where. He's to give a press conference at a date to be announced. That's from a source close to his family. And Pope Francis has named 13 new Roman Catholic cardinals on Sunday, including 9 under the age of 80 who are eligible to enter a conclave to elect his successor after his death or resignation. The new cardinals include Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C., who will be the first African-American to hold the rank. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.